honestly, I think most of us would be much more comfortable with Jesus if he'd just leave us alone to get on with our lives, so long as he shows up when we need him, right? Yeah, that'd be a perfect relationship with Jesus, don't you think? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If God is indeed God, then he is vast, eternal, omnipotent, and omnipresent. If God is indeed God, then he is completely and utterly beyond our comprehension. And there's the problem, because our finite human minds can't cope with that. So what we do is we put him in a box. We put limits on him simply because we can't cope with a limitless God. Hopefully today we have him in a much bigger box than last year, but a box nevertheless. It's interesting that when Jesus went around preaching and healing people and crowds flocked to him, even his own family thought he'd gone stark raving mad. Mark chapter 3, verses 19 to 22. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He's gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of demons he casts out demons." So this whole thing of putting Jesus in a box is, well, nothing new. People have been misunderstanding him for thousands of years. And you know, the more you read about this radical, untamed Jesus, the more you come to realize that he just isn't some tin pot little God that you can keep in a box. At some point, we each have to come to the conclusion that we can't domesticate Jesus. At some point, in our heart of hearts, we need to let him loose to turn our lives upside down too. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Getting to know this wild, radical, subversive Jesus is meant to do just that. It's meant to turn your life upside down. It's meant to help you become all that he made you to be. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.